Okay, let's start again from the beginning. Fine, so Ella, fine, about 7-8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. Ella imratza, but if you want to build in a bikkah, even if there is no minhag, because we just said that you're not required to build in a bikkah, but I want to. I don't like you looking at my wheat, so I can build a wall. But if I want to build that wall, since I can't force you, I have to build it on my own property. If I build it on my own property, then the Mishnah wants to ensure that if something is going to happen, liyamim rabim, at some point in the future, I will be able to make sure that it's mine. Oh. So, ela imratza konis esol shelo. So if you want to build, you have to go inside your own property, ubone, and build it, bose chazis, and make a chazis. So, frek the Gemara, my chazis. What is this chazis that we are talking about? So, Amar Rav Huna says, ach bele lekarne levar. You bend out the top, the edge of the top, on the outside. So, meaning you will do something to the wall and build it out a little bit to make some sort of protrusion towards the direction of the neighbor. Right? Everybody agrees? Fine. Frak the Gemara, v'na'avid milagav. Why don't we do it on the inside, towards you? Says the Gemara, well, avid chavri nami milavar, then your friend, not such a good friend, but your neighbor, right, is going to do it on his side. And now there's going to be on both. V'amar di David di Deyu. And he's going to say it belonged to both of us. Because what's the other explanation for why we have double chazis? And the truth is, the Mishnah says even, right? The Mishnah says that in the case of a bikkah, where it's unlikely that you're going to be splitting it, if you do both build it, you should put a chazis on both sides. As opposed, presumably, to a chatzir, where we have no discussion, really, of a chazis. Which we'll talk about more. Good? So that's the kasha, the Gemara. Why are you doing it towards your neighbor? Why not do it towards yourself? So the Gemara said, because then, if you do it towards yourself, the neighbor is going to put it up on his as well. If we're so concerned about what? They were so concerned. This guy's a nudnikal, right? This guy's a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. So ihachi, that we have concerns that he's going to try and be fraudulent and manipulate the system. So then, why aren't we concerned that if you do it towards his property, Hashtanami's guy is a chavre. He's going to chop off your chazis. And then he's going to claim that it belongs to both of us. So, and for the Gemara, Gizuza Meida Yediya. No, it's going to be clear if it is chopped off. And therefore, he's not going to gain from doing it. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. So again, the first lashon of the Gemara is that you're going to make the chazis towards the other person, because if you made it towards yourself, he might try to copy it, and then the chazis hasn't accomplished anything. And we're not concerned that he's going to chop it off, because if he chops it off, you will be able to tell. Think about it, just conceptually, right? Look at the bricks next door. See, right? It's not one brick on top of the other. It's a pattern, right? Like this. You see, right? They kind of alternate, mm-hmm. Right? So that's how you do the bricks. So if you think about it in that way, and you take some of the bricks and turn them outwards, so that they protrude, but they're in the initial construction, but they're protruding. Now, if you would take and shave it down, it would be obvious that you have some half bricks. Right? So the only, or the logical at least, explanation for that is going to be that Megiz Gaius. Okay, just Metzius. Good? Then the Gemara has a second Lashon. Ikad Amri, others learn. Amar Rav Huna, so again, two explanations within Rav Huna. That Mechve Lekarne Milagav. That you, again, you, whatever construction-wise you're doing in terms of the protrusions, you're, instead of doing them towards the friend, you do them towards yourself. In fact, the Gemara on that, why is that the better option? V'ne'eved milavar. Why don't you do it on the outside? So says the Gemara, Gaiz lechavre, v'amre didei v'didei. No, because we're afraid that he's going to chop it off. Again, It's the opposite of the previous Gemara, right? All the time. So we're afraid that he's going to shave it off. He's going to chop it off, and then he's going to say, "Didei didayu." Ay, ihachi hashtanami layif le chavre. Maybe he's going to add. He's going to add the chazis to his side. Vamer di David dehu, and he's going to say they both belong to him. Says the Gemara, the fufa meida yedia. When you add something on, then it's going to be noticeable. So think about it in the same way, right? If you have the building, which is, again, if you put it into the initial construction, so then you could have it, like the brick sort of half tucked in the wall and half protruding. Mashenkin, if you try to stoop it on afterwards, then your cement is going to be against the wall as opposed to being built into the wall. So then it's going to be obvious that this was put on after, not before. Good? So you'll say, but what about the chopping off? Apparently that's, well, that's what we have to see. What exactly is going on, right?
What about a case where the wall was already built, and then you bought the field, let's say, and you came to ownership of the wall, then you added your own chazis afterwards?
So you probably, as we say in French, up the creek minus a paddle. Right? You got trouble. What's to be the solution? The same solution, probably, that the Gemara gives to the Hutza. You saw that, right? Right? There is an option. Again, what we're going to have to see, and I think this is going to become clearer. I'll see where we can try to bring it out a little bit. How much of chazis, again, this is going to be the as chakirish as you can possibly get in the sugya of chazis, but meaning how much is chazis a good raya versus how much of it a convention that the chachamim put in place because they had a problem that they had to deal with. Right? Sometimes we need to come up with a solution because there's a problem. The solution may be imperfect, but that's what we have to do because our problem is bigger. And then we'll say, okay, if we have a situation that's not so common, such as that, or if we, you can have Eden, you can have Shtar. There are things that you can do. So Inachanami, according to this opinion, gluing on a chazis later will never be strong enough. Why? Because somebody can always do that. Good. What does the Gemara raise as again? So what exactly are they arguing about? It's hard to know. I mean, each thing I'm going to say that you can see something, but again, this one's going to say that it's less obvious this way or less obvious the other way. Right? Are they arguing? Is it just two different versions? So that's not 100% clear from the Gemara itself. Right? But the Gemara does ask a kasha on the second lashon. What's the kasha that the Gemara asks? But the Gemara doesn't ask, oh, but what about the Gizuza? The Gemara says it's inconsistent with the Mishnah. Right? Says the Gemara, Rohami bachutzka sani. But doesn't it say that you put it outside? That's what the Mishnah says. That's a problem. Outside, pretty clear, means on the other side of the wall, and the Gemara says, inachanami, kasha. That would be a difficulty. It doesn't explain to us why the Mishnah said to put on the outside. But if you're trying to say pshat in the Mishnah, it's hard to say pshat in the Mishnah like the second of the Ikad Amre in Rizal. Right? And that's kind of what Toso said. I know I didn't put it on the Makoros, but just quickly. Right? V'hami b'chutz kasani kasha. U'tiyuvta eina. It's not a tiyuvta, right? The Ramban pointed this out, and others as well. It's not a tiyuvta. There is a difference between the tiyuvta. Tiyuvta means that the whole shita is blown out of the water. That's not the case here. It's a problem in the Mishnah. D'matzina l'meim ma'ayinu shebod chutz l'chavon mikom okam kashi d'im gei mechutz ha'lei l'misnei. We have answers to the problem, but not that are going to satisfy the lashon of the Mishnah. But that doesn't mean it's wrong. That just means it's not pshat in the Mishnah. Right? Maybe there's another Tano says. Maybe it just we can't blow it out of the water completely. We can say that it's not pshat in the Mishnah, But that it's not a possible pshat in Chazus that we can't say. Let's finish up Rabbi Yochanan and then we'll try and deal with whatever the problems were. Good? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nishaye Ba'amsa Milavar. Again, I don't know exactly what you're doing, but you're basically smearing some sort of cement on the outside. And so instead of doing something with the in the construction, you're doing something like smearing it on afterwards. V'na'aved milagav, why don't you do it on the inside? Avred chavred milavar. Then your friend is going to do it on his side. V'amar David Didei, v'yachi hashtanami, makbele chavred, v'amar didi v'didehu. Maybe the friend is going to do the same thing. He says, no, that is going to be obvious. That is going to be obvious. What is kapvale makvale lechavri going to mean? How's he going to do it? So he's obviously going to have to go into my property, right? If I'm doing it on the outside, right? Again, the question is, what is makvale? What does it mean, right? Hashtanai makvale lechavri. If I'm doing it on the outside, am I adding it, or am I? Meaning, is this more similar? Is this more similar to removal, or is this more similar to adding? So Rabbeinu Gershom learns, right? Kapole sheyavu chaver b'seisu maklif oso asid. So he's going to come and he's going to remove the sid somehow. But that's going to be left behind. That's going to be obvious. So the better option is to do it on the outside. Right? Okay. So let's go through the Rishonim slowly. That makes sense? That's what we're doing? Yeah? Okay. Let's go one at a time. So let's start with the Ramban. Zok the Heilige Ramban. Says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, if you have this version on page Memhei, Vilei Aved Legav. Why don't you do it on the inside? Mashma the Adiravuna Kapara. Sounds like it's asking on Ravuna. V'yafagav Dimaskisa Nami Kasani Mibachutz, Shema Mibachutz the Chaveiro Kamar. What is the Gemara? I'm sorry. When the Mishnah says they do be bachutz, have you any explanation for what bachutz is going to mean? Might it mean obvious problem? No. You could explain bachutz the outside, my friend. Aval the Ravuna Kasha that came into Amar Levar because the inside vada mi bachutz lo ka Amar has to be the opposite of him. Do the Frushal Masisa also because in the end they're coming to explain the Mishnah. Va'od. The Shmuel who the Rabban and the Gemir Minei Makamar, Avolosha Masis and Ina Bar and Gogav Hashem in Bachutz the Chavera Kamar. Okay, they weren't. They heard what the Rabban were trying to say in Svara, but the Lashon Mishnah doesn't work. The Avagav Yoshebasra Salka Bekasha. Even though the second Lashon of Rav Huna is left as a question, Mikomakam Hashuli Tchui Halki, you could still push it aside. Okay, it's a specific question here. It doesn't mean the kasha stands. Sometimes we even pass in that way. Or you could say, Ikar, and this is a real pshat, the kasha isn't just on Rav Huna, it's also on the Mishnah. Elamashi shoyla ad the pirsha Rav Huna.
What does that mean? What's the Ramban trying to suggest?
The Ramban seems to be saying,
right, that this kasha
instead of being a kasha just on Rav Huna, maybe we could actually read it as a kasha on the Mishnah that the Gemara just didn't mention right away. Because, right, we start out by asking what the point of the chaz is, what's the point of the chaz is, and then we answer that. But we never really discussed within the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah say it should be b'chutz? When we're trying to figure out what Rav Huna is saying, what the chaz is, the b'chutz is a given. What the Ramban is sort of trying to, I think, is at least suggesting, is that maybe the kasha, and this strengthens it a little bit, is that maybe the kasha of the Machluz, which appears to be a kasha of Huna, is really a kasha on the Mishnah, in which case we are left with an open question of why should it be? And then we have 2 days, what makes more sense, to do it on the inside or to do it on the outside. Good. Yeah? So far so good? You guys see the rest of them? No. Fine. Good. I didn't intend for you to. Let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Amale. So you didn't see this Rabbeinu Yonah was on the. You saw the Rabbeinu? Oh, my, sorry, yeah, I was asking the next part. Thank you. Good. Fine. So my chazis, the amar, my chazis, amar avuna, mechafya karna levar, vili avad legav, del masichar, vili avad legav, right. Fine. Perish achar habinyon. Achar habinyon. We're afraid that he's going to add to it post-construction. Post-construction. The ilu bishas habinyon, if the concern is that while they're building, he's going to try to get that chazis in, which would then answer, right? It would answer then that it looks the same, because as long as you do it at the time of construction, that would be a good tricky way to do it. That's not going to work. Hello, Yiru Gama Povalim, Gamhu, I don't know, whichever way you're going to read the extra words. The point is that everybody's going to see. Everybody is going to see. The other guy adds a chazis. And that's what we're going to be. That's what we ask. If he adds to it that he claims it's going to be his, and we say the fufa made the yedia. So we have no concern. And again, I understand that this is probably part of the challenging part of the Gemara, trying to keep track of where we are concerned that the guy is going to be a dishonest neighbor and where he's not. You have to be Mishire, right? It seems like, at least so far, we're assuming that when it comes to things that are going to be obvious and too much in the face of the friend, he's not going to try to do it. An honest person, that he's not. But to be, you know, mayiz and such a in your face, that he's not going to do. Again, Chazal had to be Mishire that. So we're not afraid that he's going to try to do it during construction. During construction. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nishai Bam Similvar, you smear it with the cement on the outside. Perish Rachzal, Depliga de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rav Huna v'hilchasa ki Rabbi Yochanan. Cool. That Rabbi Yochanan is not just another option, but there actually is a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan thinks Rav Huna is wrong, and Rav Huna thinks that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would not be appropriate, it would not satisfy the need to make a chazis to do this thing in the construction, only do the sid. And the opposite is true as well. And Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees. He disagrees. Umistabra. Dilo pliga de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rav Huna elamar marchada mar marchada velo pligi. And Rabbeinu Yonah says no. He says no. There's nothing wrong with having multiple options. Multiple options. And Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan are just that. They are multiple options. Good? V'hilchus akush nekama de Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan Kai Kavasei Damar Milavar, the old disciple Krishna Basar Mikasha. So Rabbi Yonah there makes two interesting points. Again, according to According to Rabbi Yonah, there Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huna do not disagree. Right, so you can either make something, you can build out the bricks to protrude, or you can smear the cement on it. But what Rabbi Yonah just tucked away very quickly, what he taught us, is that you can't, if you want to say that they both agree, it has to be on the same side. Because the Mishnah says, Mibachutz. So whatever explanation you want to give for that, it has to be consistent within the two. So if you're going to say that they agree, you have to reject the second version of Rav Huna, because it was clear that on the tzad that he puts the cement on, that was only if you assume that it is on the outside. And therefore, right, so it's an additional reason. He says, A, it's left, A, Ikadamri is left as a kasha, but besides it being left as a kasha, it would be inconceivable to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna are agreeing, and one says on the inside and one says on the outside. Because that doesn't stem with the Mishnah. So again, it's a sharpness. We still don't know what the machlokas is, and why would you learn that they're arguing? We're not arguing that, we haven't explained it. Right? Oh, good. Let's see the rush. Let's see it. Says the rush. Yeah? Everybody's good? Okay. We're going to see the rush. Again, the Simon Vav has a lot, and then we're going to see the rush from the Maichazis part. Some of the other parts we've seen already. So Maichazis. Amrav Huna dekayif lekarna milvar. Right, you bend over the edge from the outside. Yochanan amar deshia ba'amsa milvar. You smear it on the outside. The chayra nira de lo pliya hadadi. It would appear that they are not arguing. Why not? Meaning, what's the simplest pshat? Is the simplest pshat that they're arguing or that they're not arguing? So I think the rush contends that the simplest pshat is that they are not arguing. Because if you don't need to make a machlokas, our general rule is apushe machlokas lo mafshinan. We don't increase machlokas. There's enough machlokas. Right? We're not looking for more. So if it's if we can explain that there are different options, so shalom al Yisrael, let them. It's all fine. Yes, he's seen the way he brings it down. Right? He doesn't bring down the ikadamri, which makes sense because again, similar to Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're going to learn that they're both agreeing, then they both have to be on the outside. You can't have one on the outside, one on the inside. Good? Oh. So again, so that's what the rush sounds like. You're like, why? Wait, what's the l'chor nira? Because if you don't have any hechreyach, there's no reason you have to say they're arguing. Why would you say that they are arguing? The Rabbi Nechanan Kasav de Pligi. Rabbi Nechanan says that they are arguing. Upasak Kirab Yoichanan. And the Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Uludvarav Behopligi. And according to him, we have to now understand. So what is their machlokas? Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah did not enlighten us, he just told us that Rabbeinu Chanan says there is machlokas. I think it's not machlokas. But what are they arguing about? Uledvarav behapligir. Rabbi Yochanan savar dizuza lo yidia. Rabbi Huna savar tilufa lo yidia. Does that help? Right. Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't tell if it is. cut off, and therefore, he says the ideal is that What does that mean? Isn't it the opposite?
No.
Why? Gizuza loyde, it's not obvious if you cut it off.
So that's why you should use the other on. You have to smear it on, you have to smear the concrete on.
Oh, Rav Yochanan, I'm sorry, thank you. I thought it was Rav Yochanan. Okay, thank you, sorry. I was losing it. Okay, thank you. Rav Yochanan tzavar gizuza loyde. It's not going to be obvious enough. Why not? I guess bricks break sometime. Or something like that. As opposed to you take the cement and you find. Ravuna Savar Gilufa Lo Yedia. That again, cement I guess falls off or something like that. It's not the most lumdish of machlokasim. Right? I'm not 100% sure what to make of the machlokas. Other than it could be the next part of the rush helps us understand the machlokas. That's not what the rush is coming to, but maybe it'll help us understand it. Because now the rush shifts gears. This part you saw, right? Yeah. Says the Rosh. Kasav Rav Rabbi Yosef Alevi Zal. Rabbi Yosef Alevi Zal says, I assume that he's referring to the Rimagash. I think he's quoted elsewhere as the Rimagash. Some of the Makoros in the bottom are actually dealing with this. But he put it together here. Delo tiknu chachamim chazis elu b'vika. The Chachamim only made a takana of a chazis in a bika, l'fi shein yachal akopo livnos akos alimol. Because in a bika, you can't force the other guy to join together. Aval b'chatzer, but in a chatzer, lo takinu rabbanan chazis. The rabbanan did not make a takana of chazis. Shemitchila yachal akopo livnos alimol, because you could have forced him to do it from the beginning. What does that mean? What's surprising about what the Rimagash is saying? What's surprising at this? What's the pshat in the chazis? What's the pshat in the chazis? Does the chazis need a takanas chachamim? Or is it, as long as it's an expression that this belongs to me, what do we need the Chachamim for? What do we need the Chachamim for? Good advice? Great. Good advice. I have nothing against the Chachamim giving us advice. Do we need a formal Takanas Chachamim that we are going to go basar the Chazis? That we're going to use the Chazis? Right? What's he trying to get at? He's saying, again, it gets to, I think, the question you guys were arguing about a little bit this morning, right? So what about a chatzer? Right? Why is a chatzer any different than two people putting it up in a bika? Again, that's really the next thing, is there is overlap here, right? Why do we require two people to put it up in a bika? So the Gemara is going to ask that question, but in the end, that since there is a chatzer, the chatzer works for one, so we need it to be for both. But what about a chatzer? Says the Rosh, put in the Rosh. There's no such thing as a chazis and a chatzer. But what if I built it myself? A chazis isn't going to work. So he says, no, it's not going to work. Why not? Because you could have forced them to do it. Okay, but I didn't. Or, as the Rosh is about to say, what about an achatzer shein badin chaluka? I can't force you to build the wall, right? And one doesn't want to. I'm only willing to split in the chutzar. Again, we have a 7 amma chutzar. I'm only willing to allow the split if you build the wall yourself. Because I learned the Mishnah Bava Basra, and I know that if I agree to it, then there's going to now be hezagri, or we're going to have to put up a wall. So I don't want to go there. You put, okay, fine, I'll do it. I want to get rid of you. I'll take my 3 amma chatzar and shoin, I'm done with you. And I'll put it up myself. Chazis? You need a chazis? No.
What's the logic there?
1 second. So you're going to have to use a shtar. Why is there no... Again, this isn't answering your question yet. We're going to get right back to your question. Let's just finish with this line in the rush. That since, once it's true, that for what we'll call the normal case of chatzar, or the normal case of chatzar, the more common case of chatzar, is yeish bo din chaluka, and that does not require a chazis, says the Rimagash. Why not? Because it's not normal that if I can force you to do it, that I'm going to do it myself, so of course you have to do it, we assume that you did it both. Then even in a, then, mishum chatzar, sheim bo din chaluka l'chud, lo avit akanta. Just for the occasional case of somebody who is aimed in chalukah and then fused up at the wall, we don't make a takanas chachamim. V'lo mahani chazis, the chazis isn't going to work. Why do I need a takanas chachamim for the chazis to work? Right? If it's just a raya, so why is it different than a shtar? And clearly the thrust of what the Rimagash is telling us, and maybe it helps explain a whole bunch of these points, is that a chazis is not a good raya. A chazis is not a good raya. Why? Probably because of all the questions that the Gemara is raising. It's weak. We don't like deciding mominess based on weak rayas. Therefore, the only reason that chazis works is when the Chachamim made a takana and said, listen, the situation is going to be too common. We need to put something in place. Getting too eager to sign a shtar apparently is going to be a big pain. Then you have to keep it, whatever. In a bikkah, we're not going to make that such a takana. We're not going to make such a takana because in a bikkah this might come up all the time. Because you can't force, because a stam bikkah is a makom when you don't put up a mechitza. And therefore, it is a takana schachamim. It is not a raya brura. It's not a svara. It's not a svara to say, ah, oh, I put up a chazis, it's clear to everybody what's going on here. And therefore, only where the chachamim said that it works, it works. And if the chachamim said that chatzar does not work, then even if I put up a chazis, it will not function as a raya. That's the answer to your question. Right? If it was true that you don't need the chachamim for it, the chachamim are just giving an etzah tova, they're trying to help you out for fine. But what you see clear in the thinking, at least here of the Rimagash, is that if you're going to say that in a chazar she'in b'din chalukah it doesn't work and there's no takanas chachamim, then we're not talking about something that is an obvious raya. Right? When we started, we probably just thought, okay, chazis is it works on its own. But what are they talking about? So let's define the term. It's not a takanas chachamim that you have to make a chazis in a certain way, and that even though chazis should not work, it's too weak. Why? Because it could be chopped, because it could be adjusted, because the other guy could be a big rabbi and then hop around the fence and then put one on your side. There are things that could happen. This isn't like Eden. But the chachamim said we needed to do something. So they made a takanas chachamim of chazis. That takana was only made where it was absolutely necessary. And that was in a bikkah. And then for a chatzir, even in a specific scenario where you might think it's necessary, you can't take advantage of the takanas chachamim. That's a very different perspective on the sugya. That seems to be what the Rimagash is saying. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand. Let's see a little bit more. And then, even now, if we go back to the machlokas, they hold this, okay. So then it is somewhat subjective. Rabbi Yochanan could hold that his way is better. He could hold his way is better. He could hold, you know, it's more obvious. You're right. It's not such, it's not a lumdisha machlokas anymore between them which one is going to work. It was their being Mishire, which is a better option when we don't have a good option. But we don't have a good option. Oh. Aval mechad banala binyan vilo chavero have chazaka l'diday. If one of them builds it without his friends, it's going to be a chazaka that it's his. So he says again, there could be other minagah makoms that are similar to a chazis, and you need eidim that they were there from the beginning, and maybe that would work. And that seems to be what the Rimagash is saying. Yeah? But the Rush doesn't like it. Says the Rush, V'lo yadana meheichan islay. I don't know where he got this from. Meheichan islay, de'lo takin avan chazis b'chatzer. Kevan de simen tovu. It's a good raya. Why do we need a takanas chachamim? Wherever you make it, it works. The same way we don't put limitations on a star. Well, okay, it's not clear exactly how the star works here, but assuming that the star works here because it's Aiden, you have Aiden, there are no limitations on what Aiden can do. They have information. For those Shayach Beiramos, and again, it seems to be good enough that we're not that concerned about any trickery. Amaylo Mahani, b'chol duchta. It should work everywhere. Even windows, which aren't a formal takanas chacham, if that is like you mentioned earlier, if that's the minag ha-makom of how it works there, then it should work. Simon she'amru chachamim de'lo shayach be'ramos. The koshi came to mishvil shelo shana chazis bereisha apazei v'nami lo avitani lo ilav detana dina ve'agav dina tani takanta. Oh, sorry, 1 second. Right, v'im mishvil shelo shana chazis bereisha. So he's going to say, the Rush is going to say, again, so the Rush has now stood up to Rabbi Nachman. Lomdash Svara, right? The Chazis is not a good raya, and therefore you need a formal takanas chachamim. But the Maisa, where did you get that from? If it's not subject to trickery, and it seems to make sense, what's the problem? Why wouldn't you accept it? Ah, you'll tell me. Why does it only talk about it in the Seifa? Why does anyone talk about the Seifa of the Mishnah? By Chatzer, there's no mention of Chazis. So isn't that a Raya that it's not true by Chatzer? Okay. It's a good Hara. Says the Rush, V'im b'shvil shlo shana Chazis b'reisha. And if you're going to tell me the reason is because it doesn't mention Chazis at the beginning. Af b'seifa nami lo avitani lo ilav detana dina v'agav dina etana takanta. Says Mishnayos don't come to give me advice. They don't come to give me advice. If you want to figure out how to maintain your ownership or how to maintain your, figure out yourself. I don't need a Mishnah for it. So since Mishnayos don't teach me advice, there really is no reason that the Mishnah should mention anywhere, even by Bikkah, the concept of a chazis. However, says the Rush, once it's going to teach us a din, agav that din, if there's a relevant piece of advice, so sometimes the Mishnah will throw in the piece of advice. So by chazir, There was no reason to discuss anything about a chazis, because there's no din there that would require anything like a chazis, even as advice. Because the din of the reisha is assuming that everything is split 50-50. So there's no purpose in having a chazis. But the din of the seif, when we're talking about a bika, and the norm in a bika, since both a stam bika and a bika which does not have the minag you can't force, only a bika there is a minag. So therefore, wants to say, well, you know what you have to do then is konis to self shalom. You still can build a wall. Oh, once you're doing that, so the Mishnah gives you a piece of advice, make a chazis. But it's not because it's saying that it doesn't apply in the Reisha. It wasn't relevant for the Mishnah to teach it in the Reisha. Right? That's his lashon here, right? It wouldn't have even mentioned the Seifa. He loved the Tana Dina, except for the fact that it taught a halacha. The Agav Dina. And once we have the halacha, Tani Takanta, then we also give you a solution. Vaf Behutza. You know what the other raya is that it's not limited? Is the next piece of the Gemara, where the Gemara tries to figure out when you have a wall made not made out of bricks, it's made out of hutza. How do you make a chazis? Rabbi Rimagash, I don't understand. It's not in the Mishnah. Why would I think that a chazis works? Elamai, now I think we can think what his answer is going to be to that. One second. Elamai must be that a chazis is objectively good. But the Mishnah talks about it in a situation in which it's necessary to talk about it. How's the Rimagash going to answer that question? That the Rimagash is going to answer. You got it all wrong. Right? Chazal make the takana in situations which require a solution. It happens to be that the normal solution of a chazis doesn't work as well in the bika when you use a hutza. But it's the same bika situation. So the Rimagash is not going to be swayed by the hutza raya. He's going to say hutza is the same thing. That happens to be the normal solution doesn't work. So we have to tweak our chazis a little bit. But yeah, but bika is the situation in which the takana was made. Yeah.
So according to the Rosh and his words, he says that the chazis is coming to is also included in the takana of like it's also takana in chazir shutzin, right?
No.
No, he does not say that.
No, I don't think he says that.
So how does he argue with the Rimagash? But he argues that he says it's.
He thinks that it works. He thinks that it's. Maybe we're semantics here, but
right.
The point is the Rosh doesn't think there was a takanas chachamim of chazis.
Right.
And therefore, since chazis, basically chazis is just another form of proof. The same way if if it was normative that if I hung up a sign with neon lights that says my, you know, Reuven's chatzer, and that would be indicative that it's Reuven's chatzer, then that would work. Even though it's not in the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. As long as you're doing what is the normal way of showing that it's mine, and it's not subject to Ramos, if it's subject to Ramos, that obviously takes away from the Raya, then it works because it's a good Raya. And therefore it will work in any situation. And if you have a Chatzar, and you decided to do it yourself, it seems to be, he would say that it would work. If there's any... sad against it, you do have a counter claim that's not normative, so it really has to be strong. But that seems to be what he's trying to say. So the answer is yes and no. It would work in a case of chatzar according to the Rosh, but it's not a takanas chacham. That is really the nekudas hamachlokas between them. Is chazis a takanas chacham, or is it just a raya? And the chacham were nice enough to at least point it out. In the situation where it's going to commonly be needed, this is how you should do your chazis. And they deal with the back and forth about whether it's going to be good or not going to be good. And then the Rosh finishes off. The cave unto the bikkod, since in the bikkod, the yachli kanes, the stecha vero. Here he makes an interesting point. Right? Relates a little bit to what Moshe was bothered by yesterday, which is that someone can go into, even if it's on that side, he can go into my field and put up the chazis on, you know, from his perspective on the outside. We haven't helped anything. So he says, it's a little bit of a concern, but it's not enough of a concern. But where would it be more of a concern? In a bika or in a chatzir? And the Russian says, pashut in a bika. It's pashut in a bika. Because a bika is not as private. And if a bika is not as private, it is probably not as abnormal that people are going to, you know, potentially wander in. And while I'm wandering in, I could do that. I'm not in my bika all the time. So you can get away with putting up the chazis. So if it works in a bika, kol shekein, it's going to work in a chazis. Why is it a kol shekein? Because it's a stronger raya. Right? According to the Rosh, it's all about a raya. It's not about being a takanas chachamim. If it's about a takanas chachamim, then you're comparing apples and oranges. You can't talk about a chatzer because it was never stated in a chatzer. But if you're talking about level of raya, it's a stronger raya because there's less chance of rama'os in a chatzer than in a bika. Than in a bika. Wow. It's wild. It's wild. But that seems to be what the Rosh is saying. Now let's just see the Yad Rahman Membalad. I know you probably didn't see it yet, but let's just get it quickly. The Ram Sarachat Lameda. You have to know. When does the chazis work as a raya? Hani merely bekosel sheina shutvin nichol lakuv zezel if no so bein shneim. That when does a chazis work as a raya? That's talking if it's a wall that you can't force them to build together, which would be the wall of a chatzer. The only place that does work right is if you can't force it. Right, the cave in the low yachal chad me'al mikvei the chabre the mikdei baday can't force you. Takin rabbanan, same lashon, right? Takin rabbanan chazis. But who did by the mikdei so shalom? Me delay. Did they have a raya? Did they said he has a raya? Aval b'stam gina ben tzarachom bechatzer this be has a kriyat tvei. But in a stam gina or in a chatzer, cave in the yachli the mikvah hadadi bedina benaya the kosal tarvayu be'am to l'sugi has a kriya. Lo takin rabbanan chazis limanu lehi munei. Even more explicit, the Chachamim did not give you the takana of a chazis in order to be believed. The chazaka, the kolhecha, the yachal, the mikvayi, the chavre, the migdar b'hadei. That anytime you can force something to do it, b'emtsa, lo kandis the goldi leib, lo kandis the chudai. You wouldn't do it on your own. V'lo matzi amar az bin dinai, the chiyamin nachiyecha di karaya, lohecha di karaya, lo v'chazis hecha lo takina banan, lav rayu. That's very explicit. Right, that line. The chazis hecha delo takin rabbanan lav rayahu. It is not objective proof. It's not objective proof. Wow. Okay, he goes on to make the same point several times, but this seems to be the exact point that they're arguing about, which is what is the strength of the chazis? Is the strength of the chazis a part of the takanas chachamim of neighbors in how you build walls, or is the chazis actually considered to be strong enough for proof? I feel it back and forth. I'm not even sure which one is more mistaber. But that is the machlokos over here. As you go through the other Rishonim, some of what's left, again, some of the Rishonim I put in the second section, just because they're kind of a summary at the end of the sugya. You don't fully relate to it. But this is going to be the issue that you have to pick up on. But this seems to be the main point of the sugya over here. This is the nekuda that they're arguing about, and it has broader ramifications, which is that what type of raya is it? Is it only a raya because of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or is it objectively some sort of raya? So you can, as you go through the rest of the Rishonim, you can keep that in mind.